one of my ears was blown out forever from like playing. I played in bands before I did comedy and like metal bands.
Oh, wow.
Like down-tuned new metal stuff. Ooh. And so I played on the right side of the stage. So this ear, no good.
Done.
This ear, perfect.
So you sleep with your girlfriend or your wife on the on that side of you?
Yeah.
The deaf side?
Yes, I do. Put her on the deaf side.
All right. Are we ready?
I think,
Are we ready to do a show? You know how, remember how you said that I should mark the one that I fixed?
Yeah.
And then I told you to go fuck yourself?
Did you not?
And I didn't mark it, and I didn't delete the bad one, so now there's a,
so you don't know
there's
which intro is
the 50-50 chance.
Oh, no.
Are you feeling lucky?
I feel,
Josh, I'm going to let you
I feel
pick.
Lucky.
You top? Are you a top or a bottom? That's what I'm going to go with.
I'm whatever, I'm a station. I'm a bottom.
You're a bottom.
Stationary.
Okay, let's see. That was the correct one.
Was it?
All right.
Ooh. Biggest problem in the universe.
Welcome to the biggest problem in the universe. The only show that ranks every problem in the universe. From phony autism to Disney's logism. I'm your host, Dick Matheson. Joining me, as always, is Vito Giswaldi.
Wow, Dick, I'm so excited to be here.
And special guest this week, the man who did not attend Road Rage LA, as he's known, Josh Dent. The Food
down.
Network.
The man of principle.
The man who gets
canceled.
The Food
Network's own Josh Denny is yeah. here, everyone.
Yes, please continue to let them know.
They stand by their man.
Yes.
Food Network stands by Josh Denny.
They do.
No matter what he says, Food Network execs say, suck my cock. You'll never get us to fire Josh Denny.
Yes.
Never. We don't care how much you tweeted us.
I'm their Dave Chappelle. They've sent out a letter to all of their workers, and they go, listen, if you don't like what this guy says about the blacks and the unborn babies.
Oh, no.
No.
See, if I was you, I would
Maybe Food Network is not the place for you.
The rest of my career would be devoted to going on comedy stages wearing a Food Network hat and shirt and saying the most ridiculous, horrific things I possibly could. Just go, I don't know if black people have souls. By the way, watch my show on Food Network.
Yeah.
Plenty of good reruns out there.
I've listened to a lot of racist commentary and comedy. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that one.
You've never heard black people don't have souls?
Don't have souls. No,
I'm sure someone out there is saying it.
That's supposed to be the redheaded people.
Yeah. You're culturally appropriating.
Most black people only have soul.
They got that's true. They have more soul than the average.
Maybe
individual.
Maybe sprinkle in some punctuality and some professionalism.
Oh my God. No, no, those are white supremacy traits.
They are. They are.
The,
that's
you always see they give what do you call it? Traits of white something or other.
Oh yeah.
Where they try to give you a lecture about like, you know, white people think being on time
white
is important.
White people think like this. Black people think like this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that.
Diversity is a strange beast.
At that Chappelle show, as it went along, as the fog of fun started to grow in the crowd, it turned into like a satirical rave and then an actual rave. I swear to God, I thought it was going to turn into like a church.
Yeah.
Like with a gospel choir singing and a reverend. I was ready for
it. At the bowl, did you go?
Yeah.
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 But I mean, it wasn't the same night he got attacked, though, right?
No.
Maybe like 2 nights?
No, it wasn't. I wish it was the same night.
I know.
I'd have run up there in a horse.
You would have helped out, I'm sure.
Just run up there with your sign, we like Dave.
You know what? I tried to bring, this is so pathetic.
No.
I brought my sign
Did
to
you?
Bring it in, thinking that I would just give like a, you know, yeah, Dave, or just like, you know, get a little thing going. But right at the gate, it says no signs. And I was like, well, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Right? Well,
you should have done is hit it in a replica gun.
So,
and then you would have gotten it in no problem.
So I rolled the sign up and I put it in the sleeve of my jacket because that's how I smuggle beers into like theaters. You tie the end of your jacket sleeve and just fill it with beers, right? So I rolled the sign up and put it in the sleeve. And I'm trying to like nonchalantly carry this. And my girlfriend goes, you know, that kind of looks like a gun. And I said, I'm abort. I'm going back to the car.
This
was dumb. Yeah. This was dumb.
How far did you have to walk back to the car? Was it a whole thing?
Well, that's the part that's like, oh, this walking. What is?
Well,
tell me more about this walking.
The parking for the Hollywood Bowl must be a whole thing.
I got to be honest with you. I think the concern that you and I have for the walks to cars might be the biggest problem in the universe.
I mean, it's an inconvenience.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to ask you this because I've done it.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. Have you ever, based on the walk back to your car, been like, I'm not going back to the event thing, and you just go home?
I'm sure that has happened in some respect. I can't remember when.
Where you're just like, I'm not going back.
Just like, oh, God, I parked way too far.
Too many times to remember, I'm sure. Where I'm just like, I don't like those people enough to walk all the way back there.
You're
I'm just
back
bouncing.
At the car.
I'm already back at the car.
Are you a big Uber scooter guy? Do you take those lines?
No, I don't take scooters. No.
Oh, because it's too funny?
Yeah.
It's
too funny. I do. Yeah. I do the
you
scooter.
You see me on a scooter, you should pull me over and rape me to death if you see me on one of those things.
No, I am the fat guy who parks too far away, and then you see me on the Lime scooter going doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
You do that?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I don't.
Pop
I can't
along.
Do, I can't do the scooters.
Somehow I've never eaten shit on one of those things.
Oh,
I've
you guys are going to you're gonna love this. I just today got a handicap parking placard. For
wow.
my arm.
Nice.
Legit, park wherever you want, say whatever you want, do whatever you want.
Does that have some sort of limit on it?
For behavior, no.
No, but I'm saying, like, do you got to check in every 6 months for behavior?
Like, do I have to act like I'm handicapped?
Yeah,
like,
you got
to
come out of the car and go,
like Willy Wonka?
Yeah, exactly.
My dad thinks that the handicap placard extends beyond the parking lot.
Yeah, it goes everywhere.
My dad will pull into a... Well, the funniest thing is when I had to get these glasses, like new glasses, it was a year ago, and I was out with him, and he goes... I'll take you to the glasses place. Don't worry. Like, he's getting me into, like, VIP treatment.
Nice.
He pulls in. He parks in the handicap. He walks in. They go, sir, do you have an appointment? He goes, nah. And they go, you need an appointment. And he's like, I'm senior citizen. You can't just see me now? And they go, no, we're booked out. It's a pandemic. We're booked out 3 months in advance.
Well, he's Thanks, a senior Dad. Citizen.
Yeah, and he's just like.
I think sometimes that probably does work. It just depends where you're going.
I'm a senior citizen.
Probably at the local breakfast nook. He goes, that's my fucking table there.
Yeah, it's, when you're old, when you're old.
You expect everything.
Yeah, you just, they start to get a little cocky. They're just like, yeah, I'm old. Yeah. I'm old. Cocky. What are you going to do?
Check this out.
Yeah.
No.
Well, like when I'm old, I'm definitely going to steal all the time, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, what are they going to do? Put you in jail for being an old guy who's like stealing candy and shit?
They'll put you in the fucking cloud, man. That's what they're going to do.
Which cloud? The electric.
You won't even.
Cloud?
You won't even under. They'll put you on the blockchain.
I like that you think that the world is creating an environment where people like you and I ever become elderly.
No. We're gonna get there. It's all gonna work out.
Don't you know that monkeypox is gonna get us before we turn 40?
No. We're gonna be fine. I have no corpulence or whatever the hell that term is.
it's called health.
Yeah,
it's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, exactly.
You see that?
I saw that big fat lady. Okay. Jordan Peterson doesn't like it.
You're gonna turn around on vaccination real quick, Vito. When they're like, "You got to suck this monkey's dick to stay alive."
I'll suck the monkey dick. I just want to get out of here.
You would.
I just want to have fun. All right, hit it. What do we got? Who's a winner?
Fake neurodivergence.
Boom! Winner. This guy always.
What do you think about fake kids saying that they're neurodivergent?
The kids are fake?
Yeah, no. The
artificial children?
Artificial children.
Yeah, what do you think about artificial children?
I think we should have them. I think if the pedos need something, we should, you know, let's appease
them. Stop a lot of
Is it okay to delete the artificial children? begging. They're saying no.
Yeah. Well, you know, when does...
Supreme Court 2052.
When does a cyborg become, you know, a sentient, really? I mean, because to me, it's just a clump of circuits, so...
And I'm at home going, it doesn't work. The fucking, it doesn't work ever.
Yeah,
what are they arguing about?
Clenching too tight on my, is that what we're talking about?
Prostate.
Yeah.
The robotic ethics have come up on this show before for some reason.
No, I hate it. I do a bit in my act now where I talk about the fact that that's when I knew that white privilege was over. It was when black people started faking mental illness. Like, oh, my anxiety. I'd be like, talk to your grandfather. I bet he's got some stories about anxiety.
He had some severe depression.
Well, my granddaughter says she's had anxiety. I guess they keep shooting fire hoses at her on her way to work every day. You know?
Well, I brought up recently in an argument, because I don't know if this is getting too in the weeds, but you know how the trans community, they're like, well, the only reason the suicide rates are so high is because, you know, society is so mean to us. And I'm like... So shouldn't black people be killing themselves like crazy?
Based on that logic of people being mean to you?
I'm like,
or fat people.
If it's all societal.
Or women.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they have the highest rates of depression and whatever else?
Dick's like, I think it means we need to be meaner to them.
Yeah, I think they're just a very resilient people. Anyway, I won, and that's what's important.
You won. And then number two, intellectual property laws.
Yeah. People well, did, even though I argued against them, a lot
I don't
of people
think,
still came
I don't
to
think IP
you.
Laws should exist at all. I think they just protect big companies like Disney. They just acquire IP, and then you just have to watch their shit.
Yeah,
constantly.
I never understood the concept of like patenting an idea. Yeah. It's sort of like I could go make this, but I don't have the technical capability, the financial amount of money to put into it, or even the desire to work at it. But
well, a patent,
I thought of it one
have,
time.
You have to have something. Yeah. So my kids should. No one else can use this idea that I had.
Yeah, I thought of a thing one time, and I believe I deserve generational wealth for
you
the.
You got to put a little bit of work into a patent. You got to have like what, like a proof of concept or something.
I invented the telephone. Yeah. What about all the electricity and shit? Other guys did that, but this. Is part of
you
its
can't
mind.
Just say my idea is a pill that cures cancer.
Yeah,
and
but
then patent it.
But
like, you have to have an actual pill that cures cancer or something along that line.
But patents are different than like IP. Like IP genuinely is like a car that flies, and they're just like, how does it work? And they go, you guys will figure that out. but when you do, I get 12% in perpetuity.
Then 3D technology. Do you like 3D movies?
No.
That should have been way higher. This is bullshit. All those 3D movies are shit.
It's the name that you picked.
What should I call it? 3D movies?
Yeah, 3D movies are bad.
But it also includes those shitty theme park rides and shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
No.
Would you like to wear a pair of glasses through this film that makes it feel like you're only seeing it through your peripheral vision?
Yeah, and it hurts.
Yeah.
And although people were telling me that, they're like, it's because you're fat. And I'm like, I don't think that's the reason it sucks.
You don't know that, though.
I think it sucks for skinny people, too. I don't know.
You guys are just having these awesome 3D movie experiences.
Yeah. Let's be
real. Don't even understand.
I've never had a skinny person 3D movie experience. I'll never know what that's like. So if you skinny people are loving 3D movies, let me know.
Yeah, we put them on, and we just see a kaleidoscope.
Like Cthulhu?
And in Dead Last.
And Bluetooth in Dead Last. Yeah. Oh, fuck that. Okay. Hans von Straddle says, I'd like to see Vito defend pharmaceutical companies owning the IP for drugs. It's one of the big reasons drug prices are so bad in America. Go ahead.
They put in the money to develop the drug. They wouldn't have spent time researching and developing it if there was no reward at the end of the other side of the tunnel.
But how do you know that?
So why would they develop a drug if the second they develop the drug, everybody gets it to make it for the same exact
because
price?
Because they could keep it a secret
then
and
they
get
would
a jump on everybody.
Now, how much of a jump can you have once the drug's out there and you got to be like, here's exactly how to make it. You're on the. It's like, why wouldn't you just sit around and wait for another company to develop the drug, and then the second it comes out, be the copycat drug company?
People are working like new kinds of hot dogs. They're like, oh, here's like a hot dog with marshmallows on it. People still do it.
Because there's not a huge. I mean, if that becomes popular, then everyone will make hot dogs with marshmallows, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to.
Everybody will make those.
I'm saying that's a niche fucking thing, but a cancer curing drug, like everybody is going to need it. They're going to buy it from the one place.
Yeah, okay, so here's the reality.
Regardless, you're paying for the price of development.
Here's the reality. You develop a diabetes drug, every other big pharmaceutical company will develop a shittier version, and then they will all just market to morons. They will blanket ads on every cable station. They send an army of hot 26-year-olds to every doctor's office to push their pill.
Yeah.
That's the system we have. They all still have the same product,
right?
They had to dump extra R&D on it.
But they have to pay in
it.
Order to license the drug from whoever.
No, they made their own. No, they made their own.
They made their
There's
own.
So many
okay,
molecules. They make their own molecule, and then they go shill that, even if it's not as good.
Yeah.
They just push it with marketing dollars.
Look, I'm not saying the intersection of capitalism and medicine is a perfect thing, but I think that's a bad argument against patents.
Are you for
IP.
Like socialized medicine, Dick?
No.
You don't.
You think poor people
like
should die.
Like universal health care.
I hate poor people. Yeah. Get rid of them.
If you can't afford to live, get the fuck out of here.
That's the least offensive thing of my money being spent on.
Yeah.
It's like a list of illnesses that we can cover, and then like, well, we're out of money.
Yeah.
So let's rank the illnesses, and then we'll start paying for them, and then, oh, we hit like LASIK. We can't afford that for everybody, so you're on your own.
Yeah, I think there should be. I think like it should extend to like something that's sort of like out of your control. Like if you get like
cancer,
leukemia.
Yeah,
right.
Which you know, is a form of cancer.
Or an erection.
Yeah,
you should be able to get that taken.
You should handle that yourself. I mean, I'm the kind of person that, like, I'd have to get shot to go to the hospital. And even then, I would probably spend 20 minutes Googling, like, home bullet wound remedies. Like,
yeah.
Just because I'm like,
tampon.
I just don't want to deal
with tampon.
That's yeah. true.
Oh, okay.
I think they do that.
Bob Genus says, I remember joining a Discord server. My friend showed me, in their roles section, it said, pick your mental illness. If I wanted to be part of a padded room squad, I'd go to an asylum. That's what the kids are doing yeah. these days.
Well, everyone has to lead with identity now. So if, you know, yeah. that's mental illness is literally like white kids' equalizer. They go, what do you know about struggle? And they go, do you know what's going on up here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate everything.
No, we saw this all
depressed and I'm anxious
ago.
And it's pretty much like being gay and black. And everyone else is like, is
what
it?
What the fuck?
That's why we got this word queer is. Now. Yeah. Well, for, I don't know. I guess the sexual identity isn't exciting enough anymore. You got to pair it up now with a mental illness.
Yeah, that's one
you
of
gotta my. Gotta be a gay autist or a home, you know, a bisexual.
Well, now it's like.
What else do they got?
Now it's like.
Schizophrenic.
If you were gay, that was like a thing before. And now you gotta be gay plus. If you like, yeah. in terms of like Hollywood marketability or whatever, it's
they're like
no,
Pokemon
no.
type lines. Like when you look and your stat screen for Pokemon, it's like, oh, it's a flying fire type. You're a neurotic homosexual Jew, and now you got all your types, and then you can go fight all the other ones.
Yeah, like if you're a gay, but
someone
you're
needs
also
to make
a,
that game, by the way.
If you're a gay, but you're also a white dude, that cancels each other out.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not
gay
no,
enough.
Nothing cancels out white dude at this point. Nothing.
You mean in a good way?
Yeah, he's saying it cancels out the gayness.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you're a white dude, that
I'm saying to the diversity
away,
people.
Yes. If,
oh, yeah. you're cursed.
Yeah. Once you're a white guy, you could be like super duper gay. It doesn't even count anymore.
No, you can be trans. That's the move.
Yeah, but then you're not a white guy anymore. You're a white.
Then you're a white lady.
Whatever. Yeah, white
like
lady.
You.
Like me, who smartly jumped the gun and got a California ID that identifies me as a female.
That's good. Okay.
That's fantastic. Did you really do that?
Yes. Go to the DMV and check a box. It takes like
hold on.
half a minute.
God damn it.
If we all do it, something might happen.
They can't stop us.
The Vito Giswaldi stock in my world this week. We went to a memorial together on Monday, and then now I find that out. He's just skyrocketing.
Just saying, if all of you do it with me,
wait a minute,
it will inherently highlight the flaw in the system. But regardless,
did you plan you coming to this show at a memorial service?
No, no, no.
We were talking about it a little ahead of time.
Before the memorial.
You were networking at the memorial service?
No, no, no. No.
We actually were probably the only people not networking at the memorial service.
Oh, no, I had a guy try to, get me on a show at the, he's like, oh, maybe I can book you on my show. I'm
yeah,
like,
here's
right.
here's what happened. Here's what if you want to hear how awful the LA comedy scene is, we went
please.
To a memorial for a friend of ours who was a gamer and a comic.
Is this going
to
be your problem or no?
It can be. Should we save
Vito's,
it?
Yeah,
it's
going to
be your
Vito's
problem,
going
save
first.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay,
okay.
Yeah, we'll
okay.
save it.
Arkin right. Knightman says Vito is the heart of the show, so take it away.
I am
Vito.
The heart
you're,
of the
you're
show.
You're the big winner.
Well, I wanted to mention one thing before we get started. Maybe I should save it for the end. I don't know. But, Dick, are you aware of what today's date is?
520?
520.
Is it acid day? Like
no,
weed? No.
But it has been, Dick. 1 year since the biggest problem in the universe.
Nice.
Really?
Showed up. Our first show was recorded on the 22nd of May.
Oh, wow.
And posted on the 25th. So we're off by like 2 days. Congratulations on one
hey,
great year
there we
of
go.
Podcasting.
Oh,
huh?
Wow. That's incredible.
Isn't that incredible? Now, we haven't done, you know, we
congratulations only, to the audience, really.
Yeah, it's really, this is for the audience. You know, so
it's big. I feel I love crashing people's anniversaries.
Well, hopefully
it'd be weird
we'll
if you weren't
have
here.
More to come. Yeah. I feel like we could reach a certain, I don't know how many episodes we go for, you know, 80, 100, maybe 107, somewhere around there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Very funny.
How long we go.
I'm picking up on this.
But it's an exciting year.
I get where
have
this
you planned
is going.
Your betrayal of me yet, or have I planned my betrayal of you?
I've been planting little seeds, you know.
Okay. Have you been taking notes of all the things I'm saying that it can be taken out
yeah,
of context?
I mean, you might find some cameras around the house. Just ignore them and go about your business. That's going to be part of the big expose.
Why
this
are there plants everywhere?
I can't believe we've been going for a year already.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did,
right.
we did what, three test shows, you know,
yeah.
which we counted as episodes. And
yeah.
started off, what, bi-weekly?
Uh-huh.
Quickly, the fans demanded a weekly show. And soon we will have a daily show. That isn't correct.
My fans have actually demanded that I stop doing my show.
I hear that. Some podcasts, I'm like, why can you guys just stop? This is terrible. But I think
his fans demand
okay.
that he get off Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, which I've just stopped.
Mine too. It's all I got going. Listen, I'm like that guy who invested in something that looked like it was going south, and then Daddy Elon is about to make me look like a genius.
Should I follow Jordan Peterson off of Twitter?
I've hung in on Twitter through all of it, and
dig down.
You know, if he flips it for us, I look like a genius.
That's gonna be a dark day.
Yeah.
Oh, for those journalists and women.
If he unbans my old account, it's going to be a weird time.
And
man.
I just want to say, if you guys think I've been bad on Twitter so far, you just fucking wait.
You have no idea.
I have a box in my closet that I locked all my slurs in. Yes. The second that deal passes, it's going to be like the Ark of the Covenant.
We'll see. He says he's backing out.
You know what's weird, though, is like I've invented my own slurs that are not that bad, but nobody even knows what I mean, and I'll just be out talking with people and socializing.
If you've invented your own slurs, that might be bad. Yeah. That might be even worse than just using the normal ones.
Yeah.
I just hate this group so much that no word that I have access to.
Well, it's really like a shorthand I have with my girlfriend where it's like we'll refer to people, and it'll be like, you know, so-and-so, Maria, and she goes, oh, yeah, the thick back broad. It's like,
she's a real chugger, as we say.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, and you know what's funny, Dick, is I said thick back and you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? It's a lady, she's on the corner at a table slicing al pastor.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, she's a little
bag.
All of the weight is somehow on her back, like a backpack. And I assume it's
that
from
lady in
sawing.
The swimsuit. She's got that. The one that scared Jordan Peterson off Twitter.
Okay. Oh, God. Don't make me think about that woman.
I thought she looked good. Why don't you give me a drum roll, Dick? Dick, I got five words. I got six words that everyone hates to hear. Unexpected item in the bagging area.
Oh, yeah.
My problem is shitty self-checkouts.
Shitty self-checkouts.
All right, now let's be clear. I support the roboticization of the future. Great. I love the idea that I can go to a store, buy horrific items that I would normally be ashamed to purchase in mass, and just buy them and no one can judge me, or only God can judge me, as they say.
Okay.
But why is the self-checkout experience just still suck? The other day I'm at Sprouts, the grocery store, getting some stuff. Getting some, you know, food. Got a salad.
What do you
got?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
a salad.
I got a salad.
I didn't know they put it in the bins where you just pull the chute. And,
No. It was like a prepared salad. I got a couple other things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see the salad, or is it just dressing?
No, it's the dressing is in a separate package.
Okay.
So anytime a fat guy says he goes to the grocery store, I expect someone's gonna roast me. I got some good.
Well, you bring up salad, things. Like you know.
Hey,
I
Sprouts
got
a salad. Is a good Sprout. I go to Sprouts, too.
Sprouts is pretty good. I'm not going to be able to afford it soon. But I get a melon. I get a small melon. You know they have, like, watermelons, but they're not, like, a full melon. It's, like, a Japanese-looking thing.
It's like a bowling ball.
Yeah. Hmm. It's supposed to be $4.
Okay.
You go to the self-checkout. They're like, what are you getting? Because it's produce. I go, I'm getting a watermelon. They go, oh, well, that'll be $8. I'm like, oh. I put in the wrong watermelon because there's, like, three or four different types on there.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fine. I'll just cancel it out. No.
You can't do that.
The machine is like, whoa. Started, the fucking alarms are going off. It's like, you're going to need an attendant to cancel that out.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't trust me to like say, oh, I put the wrong thing in, just cancel it myself. So I'm like, all right, fine. Look around for the attendant. She's fucking off doing something. She's like stocking bread or some shit.
She's the reason they have the robots.
Right. Well, that's the thing. We have the robot to supposedly make this easier. All this bitch has to do is sit there and wait for the robot to fuck up and help me. And even that, I can't trust that part of the system.
Yeah.
So I end up stealing $40 worth of groceries rather than wait for the lady.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's...
You're either smart enough to work it or you're smart enough to steal
to just
it.
Steal.
There's no in between.
My favorite thing ever is to just stand there and go, get! because what they're banking on, here's my theory.
Yeah.
They're banking on you won't say anything. you'll just be passive-aggressive white guy who's too afraid to look stupid, and you'll pay $8 for the $4 watermelon.
There are people who do that, yeah.
Right? So you got to counter that presumption of stupidity with horrible theft.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know how they're not losing crazy amounts of money on these things, because some studies have said up to 25% of shoppers admit to having stolen from the self-checkout. And a lot of the time, it is because they go, well, if the machine's screwed up, that's the machine's fault. I'm not really it, like, justifies theft. I think it's rewiring us to become like thieves.
We should steal from these companies. Like, I see all that shoplifting stuff that's going on. Every time it happens to a mom and pop business, I'm like, that's horrible. They should be shot, right? Yeah. So the mom and pop, somebody breaks in your store, into your mom and pop store, payday, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
But if it's a CVS or a Target, fuck them.
Just rob them.
Yes.
But that's
what do you mean? Fuck them.
And the only benefit of the self checkout is that it has made shoplifting easier. That's the rest of it.
No, it has
made
life so easy.
I always get stuck behind some Chinese grandma who, like, can't figure it out.
Or
she
you who can't figure it out.
No, I can figure it out. I put in melon, and I should just be able to cancel it myself. Or if I put...
I swear to God, if I'm ever behind you in the store and the Chinese woman come over and go, you gotta press 2, then 4,
I'm gonna smash
your watermelon.
No. I get through it like a champ.
Why are you going through with produce? It doesn't work for produce.
It's an option. Well, this at the grocery store, the produce is an option.
Yeah, and it weighs it. Select the item.
Yeah, it weighs it. That's the other thing that sucks. That's why it has that unexpected item in bagging here, because there's
why
this constant
just go by weight of
weight
all
system
fruit
going.
Like, is the weight of the apple that much?
Yeah,
more
well,
than...
no, because like a kumquat is rarer than an apple, so a bag of apples is like $2.
Okay,
and a kumquat is a bunch, but that's how you get the system. Is you got to
look.
You got to say you're getting potatoes when you're really getting mangoes.
Yeah, if you ever fuck up on a self checkout, you should be permanently banned. Like face recognition, no. So you walk over there and they just shut down, close up shop. Like, no, you gotta go. You're done. You fucked up too much. 3 strikes and you're out.
But they should just have less bullshit. Like, why does it care what's in the bagging area? Just trust that I know how to scan the item. Because I don't like to... I've now gotten in the habit where I take the shopping bag and I won't put it in the bagging area at all. I'll fill up the shopping bag one item at a time.
Okay.
Because otherwise the fucking weight thing goes off every time. It's like, I don't know. I don't think that's what cream cheese weighs. I need to call this lady over to make sure that that's actually cream cheese. So I just go skip bagging. But then they have it set up where if you skip bagging too many times, that sets off the fucking trigger. And they go, why is this motherfucker not bagging anything? And they bring a fucking lady over anyway. Just what? This system has too many checks and balances.
Mm.
They should accept, yes, that some people are going to shoplift.
They should let you eyeball it. Like, how much do you think these groceries cost? Like, $80.
I guess I just want them to admit that, yes, we've done this as a cost-saving measure to get rid of employees.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to steal a couple things, and we're not going to be that big a dick about it.
But that's why, to Dick's point, you have to steal, because you have to make it an economically challenging decision for them to not pay people.
Yeah. Right.
No,
right?
It is
not
true.
Not only do you have to steal, but you have to vandalize stuff too.
Permanent damage.
And do crimes.
You have to break the machines and
like rape in the parking lot.
No.
Well, what's the melon for then?
The melon is not for rape. Okay. Oh my God. Look, I got a couple stats here.
Just saying, when I fuck, I like a little bit of melon.
The
afterwards.
Idea of the self-checkout is making people fat, Dick. In a 2004 experiment, McDonald's found that customers using self-service kiosks would prefer to supersize their meals because they're not worrying about, again, that judgment from the person behind the counter. So you go to McDonald's normally, you wouldn't just go, I would like 10 Big Macs, because you're worried you're going to be judged.
You know what?
But if it's a computer, there's no shame anymore. We've removed the human element of shame from shopping.
As a man with a McDonald's tramp stamp and a nice set of tits, I'm going to argue with you here.
What do you mean? This has not reined you in? If anything, the McDonald's has led to chaos.
It's not the shame. Because what it does is it shows you the pricing of both, and you go, well, for 20 cents more, I'm gonna fucking...
I might as well get an extra 12 nuggets.
I'm gonna... of course I'm gonna get 6 more Big Macs.
No, because then you start digging into it. It used to be, you would never... Like, I do things with the McDonald's app that is frankly, like, should be against the rules.
Right here.
Where
you split? Did you know you can split the screen on your phone? Do you split it with like Pornhub and your McDonald's apps?
I'm going into the burger option. I'm going, wait, I can add a second patty for only 20 cents. Where if I then double up, we're removing the human element from purchasing, which is bad.
You ever make a double quarter pounder like a Big Mac?
Yeah, it's horrific. It's not necessary.
It's
what is that?
None of it's necessary.
I guess that's really my bigger.
What is a double quarter pounder like a Big Mac?
You literally put another piece of bread in between the quarter pounder buns,
and then you
dress it like a Big Mac.
And then you tell them I want Big Mac sauce and shredded lettuce. And they'll just do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta have this.
It's phenomenal because the patties of the Big Mac are disgusting,
terrible.
Yeah,
dried
tiny.
Out, gross. You want the juicy?
Yeah,
dude. Back in the day when I worked at McDonald's in high school, they had a burger called the Big Extra, and it was like their version of the Whopper, and it was like seasoned, and it was bigger than the quarter pounder. It was like oblong like this. And one day I was
can't even shape them right. It's so big.
We tried. It's 15. I was 15, and all the Mexican dudes in the kitchen were like, "Hey, fat bastard." That's what
we
they call
make
me.
You something.
I had sideburns.
Because you're so funny.
No.
I looked like
fat bastard from Austin Powers. Oh. I had the sideburns and the double chin and like a spiked hair.
Nice.
And they would call me, "Hey, fat bastard."
Did you have that look before that movie?
No.
Oh, you chose
no,
to look
no,
like
no,
the
no.
movie.
I mean, yes, I did.
So the movie came out and you're like, "Fuck."
Yeah. "Hey, fat bastard." They go, listen, man, if you can eat, three big extra patties, like a Big Mac, super side fry, super side milkshake,
right.
We give you
$100. $100?
I'm 15 and I go, $100?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I
Let's
literally
see the money.
Sit down on, they put the 100 out. I sit down in the break room and I eat essentially a triple, it's more than a quarter pounder.
Yeah.
A triple burger, a large
three
chocolate milkshake.
Quarter,
yeah. And there were three quarter pounds.
Right.
And a large fry, and I eat the entire thing, and I'm telling you, instantly on the shitter. For an hour and a half at the on the clock, by the way.
Yeah.
And they're just like, "Are you?" I came
out.
Are
you remembering this?
I came out, and my manager was like, "Hey, are you doing drugs in there?"
Well, food is a sort of drug.
I did too much McDonald's, and then I had to go in there.
I did too much meat, sir.
Yeah.
So and now then, I want a burger.
And then
that sounds good.
And then forever on in Austin, Minnesota, McDonald's lore, they were like, there was this one man who come here and he create the fat bastard burger.
He destroyed our toilet. Did not work.
Oh my god!
For months.
And those guys loved me. And then I was fat bastard. And then I quit that job. And
see,
went to
but
a
now we're
store.
Enabling this by allowing people to customize their experience with a little touchpad with no human interaction whatsoever.
Oh, you think some other fat shit on the other side of this transaction is going to limit them in some capacity?
I
and
feel
not rec-
like
oh, you should get some fucking ranch to dip your
no,
triple
no, no.
fat bastard burger into
I feel
into
like
it.
Once that McDonald's worker
Why
looks at you.
Why didn't I think of this?
Like there a needs, travel agent.
We need a system of checks and balances. The robot should check in when you're ordering on the screen. You go, do you need to talk to somebody? We can set you up with a counselor.
I think you don't
you're
remember
to
how
fill a hole in your heart.
How terrible
McDonald's
these,
was.
To these till workers were with their long nails and their nonsense, chattering back and forth.
Look, I'm not saying. Look, I appreciate the idea of the self-checkout. Just clearly, nobody's supervising these things. There's all these stupid little rules. Why can't I get beer at one? Why? You should be able to scan my fucking ID so I can get beer. That might be only a California
Democrats,
thing. I don't know.
That's why.
It is Democrats. You know what? That's no, it's Democrats and Republicans. It's all nanny state fucking legislators on both sides.
Yeah. God forbid you buy a beer to go with the anal condoms that you're buying for the children that are waiting for you in the
and
car.
And the Plan B pills you're getting to make sure you kill your baby good. Did you see this thing in Canada where...
I mean, that's not how it works, but okay.
What is Plan C? Can't you get...
Plan B just prevents you from getting pregnant.
Yeah.
It's not an abortive.
But they have an abortive pill, though.
Yeah, but that's not Plan B. That's actually kind of the problem.
That's a big problem is the
confusion between the
white
two.
Men talking about reproductive
health,
and they don't know what they're talking about.
Just take her on a roller coaster.
Plan C
times.
Is the abbreviation for the Casey Anthony plan. That's
Plan
C.
That was not a good plan. Although it worked out for her. I'm just
did
saying.
It?
Yeah. Didn't Casey Anthony get off?
I don't know. I would say it worked out for her.
I mean, like, I'm not saying the plan was flawless.
Yeah, I remember at the end of her trial when she was like, I think that'll just about deal with that.
Thank you.
She does the George Carlin bow.
I hope you all enjoy.
If your list was kill kid, not end up in jail, then you successfully accomplished both goals.
I think you could do it a little better than that.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Maybe don't even get caught in the first place. It's just
saying
off the top of my head.
Every plan is foolproof, but clearly she got where she was going. Sometimes you take the longer road, okay?
The real Casey Anthony was the friends that we made.
Yeah, exactly. That was the real Casey Anthony. Look, guys, all I'm saying is if I'm going to be interacting with a robot, I feel like it could be more streamlined. They could get rid of all this bullshit that holds me up. It could be less. There should be a rule.
We need a retard.
Old people
one.
Aren't allowed to use them anymore because they hold up the whole fucking line for me.
This is the all the real losers
you know,
use
great,
this
I'm
self checkout.
I'm great at the self checkout. Okay, that's the thing. I'm
yeah,
great.
You
at
sound
it.
Great. Messing
no, 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 no,
up,
no, no,
messing
no.
up melons.
Well, that's their fault. Why is one melon more than another melon? They should be pretty much the same. All right, I went watermelon. Honestly, I was like, that should be the cheaper one. It's the regular type of watermelon. It ended up being more and this whole thing.
You yeah. ever wonder if old people are just fucking with us, though? Because, like, if I were old, I would go up there and I go, can I Facebook my grandson from this? Because I would see you raging behind me, and I go, I got all day. I'm about to die.
Yeah, I have nothing.
I'm
gonna
ruin
going on.
This guy's whole life.
You're gonna ruin this guy's
my
day.
Grandmother had Alzheimer's, and I swear to this day, like, I think some of it was fake. I think some of it was just, she's like, I'm going to say the N-word at this diner. What are you going to do?
What could happen? Possibly.
Let's see how you guys tap dance around this one.
What do you guys think about these Amazon stores where that you don't even, you just walk in, take stuff, walk out?
Oh, I can't wait to see who's stealing from them,
I mean, honestly,
them and how.
I'm going to try robbing that place blind.
Yeah, Amazon.
Are you really? Have you stole? Do you steal from
self-checkouts?
Self-checkouts?
Constantly. Yeah.
Just a little something for the effort. You know.
My rule for Target is one item is free, obviously.
Oh,
that's the unspoken
rule.
Which item do you pick?
It depends.
Which one do you think is the most gratuitously overpriced?
I'll usually just look at whatever's like cat food I usually don't pay for. Like, okay. It's food for cats. They could eat, you know, dirt. You shouldn't even have to pay for this. You're just getting rid of all the waste meat you would have got rid of anyway.
Meat.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is, I hope that the self-checkout experience improves, but as of now, I find it substandard and with too many little needly things.
You know, it's a huge advancement on shopping.
They did
huge
studies, and like it's faster.
This guy with his fucking
it's
studies.
It's faster to go through the regular fucking checkout. It doesn't even make it quicker. It's just so they can pay less people.
How would you feel if you were like, imagine being like the lead checker at the grocery store that tested this, and then there's like a woman who comes in with like a clipboard and graphs, and she goes, we've actually found that the common retarded average person with zero training is 42% better at this than the people we actually pay to do it. And you're just like,
I would go by the study. The study is law.
She's like, oh, I can do worse.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me really.
She goes,
to make that case? Hold on. Let me do it again.
She's why are self-checkouts always broken? That's another fucking thing. You go, and then we got like two of them open out of 10.
Yeah.
The whole system has not been thought through all the way. Just fix it.
Down in like Union towns, like Long Beach, the people there will refuse to use the self-checkouts.
Oh, yeah.
Because it cuts down. Same with Vegas. That like the check-in people,
yeah,
they're always lying about them being broken. It's like a big thing. That's
more, because they know they're going to get fired.
Yeah.
If everyone keeps using it.
So they're fucking you over so they can keep fucking up.
Well, you ever go to like the airplane, try to check in? They go, you got to use the little screen.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, why don't you just fucking
boop,
do it?
Boop, 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 done.
Sometimes. If they're working, they're always broken.
Yeah,
I love that trick you could do at McAllen. At or is it McAllen? What is it? What's McCarran in Vegas? Vegas.
Oh yeah.
Where they have the web bag drop off, you can actually go to a terminal, check in, and then just put your own bag over there, like you did a web check in, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you don't got to worry about anything.
Yeah. Oh. You can just cut the entire line and go, yeah, I checked in on the internet. And they go,
here it is.
Over there? And you go, yeah, that's the internet. Here,
that counts as the internet. It's connected to the internet at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
My problem is shitty self-checkouts, Dick.
Shitty self-checkouts. Okay. Josh.
Yeah, should we do that one?
Whatever you have ready to go.
Listen,
man.
I hate. I think the biggest problem is self-aggrandizing fake memorial tributes.
Mm. Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's a mouthful.
Yeah. slash fake crying at memorials.
Fake crying.
Okay, wait. Self-aggrandizing. Okay.
Memorial service.
We'll just call it fake or self-aggrandizing memorial behavior.
Okay.
Memorial behavior.
Yeah. Memorial conduct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't believe it's correct conduct.
Conduct. Okay. So people who are acting like assholes at funerals?
Yeah. Or just putting on a production like we're watching Medea. You know, my baby! You know, shit like
there's
that.
No way we've seen that. I haven't seen Medea.
I have not seen Medea. I'm aware of Medea, and the way you've described it sounds in line with what I would expect.
This is why I laugh. Like, people go, you know, oh, you're racist. I'm cultured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John
Denny
goes, I understand the black community. I've seen Medea.
Yeah.
And the
live.
Other Medea. How many Medeas are there?
I went to it live.
My baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did that go?
I guess you get a pass.
Were you the loud one in the audience?
No. No. Shh. I just stood there counting them. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no. Did you go, are barbershops important to your people?
Yeah, no.
It's a lot of barbershops.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. I had my dad's like 81, and I'll talk to him in the morning sometimes for hours. He's on the East Coast, and I hung up, and I go, there's like genres of comedy, right? Slapstick, you know, dry one-liners.
Sure.
You know, storytelling. And the other day I had this realization. I go, my dad's favorite genre of comedy is the way black people probably say words. Because
he'll
literally just...
How did a black guy say that? You could imagine.
Yeah. That's literally what's kept him alive for the last 30 years.
They call it arrest him.
Yeah. Stallberry. You know what I'm talking about?
Stallberry.
That's literally, my dad will be at a restaurant and he's like, give me that jam, that Stallberry, son.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, Dad.
Oh, no.
What are you doing? It's like, you want to be mad, but you can't because you're just like, it is. Everyone's like, the waitress where he lives in like Delaware is like, that is how they say it.
That's crap.
Strawberry.
Well, we're all enamored with black culture in our own ways.
That happened at a funeral?
No, that didn't happen at a funeral. It just was a non sequitur. But no, Vito and I went to a memorial service on Monday. And
yes.
What I loved about, I told Vito, I was like, first of all, and I don't say this to like jerk him off, but Vito,
I could use a jerk.
Vito went into a room full of comedians and was 10 times funnier than all of them without even trying.
By accident,
by
I guess.
By accident.
Oh, no.
So what happens? I got to tell that.
I had a pretty good line.
So we go in and there's a couple. There's like, first of all, there's like three or four comedians that publicly hate me on the internet there.
Oh, cool.
And you know how these people are when you see them in person. Like, I'll kill them with kindness. I'm always like, hey, how's it going? And they're just like, good.
After they've just tweeted Josh Denny.
Yeah,
like
Josh Denny's at this fucking memorial. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At Food Network.
Yeah, at Food Network. I don't understand why this guy. Why does he still have it in his bio? Do some serving paper.
Take it out of his bio. Yeah, why do they? They're like obsessed with that. Like it's against the law
Somebody's
or something.
Gotta stop
to
him.
Say at Food Network in your biography. It's so funny.
It leads people to believe you're still there.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Someone could be impressed by that.
Yeah. He might be getting his dick sucked because of this. I can assure you, I'm not. So we go to this, it's monogamy. That's what it is.
Beautiful.
So we go to this thing, and Vito, most people don't know Vito through, like, YouTube or this show or comedy or whatever in the L.A. scene. Like,
because
they're
in
their own thing. But he knew her through the gaming community and everything else. And so I'm introducing Vito to everybody, and they're like, oh, cool, you knew her. So then comics go up, and one in particular who's painfully unfunny.
Oh, God, a comic funeral?
Yeah.
Kind of sounds
like half of that.
Awful.
So this comic goes up. First of all, they play a video, which is like half of the video is like funny stuff from stand up and just like goofing around. And so the comics are laughing. But then the tragic thing is they also splice in childhood photos. And then like
yeah, it was a real whiplash video.
And
Vito, like, oh, that's so funny. Like, and then, I remember when she was a child and had hopes and dreams. We're like, oh, don't fucking put that there.
Yeah, and so like
my pussy stinks so much.
It was literally like that.
Look, thanks for the fire. It was
literally like our friend, like, fuck you, you fucking fuck. And then the comics are like, ah, that's so her. And then it's like her in the bathtub as a baby. And the great aunt is like, oh, and you're just like, oh God, like we
did David Lynch make her memorial?
Yes, it was. It was. It was. It was. I was like, I'm laughing, but now I want to cry, and it's like, it was so brutal. And then so naturally, only at a comedian's.
Oh, also you might not have recognized this. Did you know the music that it was set to?
No.
Oh, that was a piano arrangement from Final Fantasy VII. Which added a whole another layer.
Which one?
Eris's theme, I think it was.
Oh.
Do, 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 do.
The one that dies.
Yeah.
She loved Final Fantasy. She dies in the game.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it added a whole another layer of, this is sad.
So anyway, and by the way, Vito, I got to give him credit, comes into this thing with just not memorial energy. Like, Vito's in there, he's got a cocktail, he's like, so like, what are you, who are all you guys?
I got a
like,
margarita.
He's literally,
what? A margarita is not a funeral drink.
It was at like a Mexican restaurant or some shit.
Mexicans have things other than margaritas.
I don't
you
know
racist,
what to get. I said
whiskey.
I was like,
just tequila. Tequila and soda. Literally anything. Did you have a big fun glass with it too?
I tried to get
stained
one.
Glass, like a cactus.
I wanted an umbrella and everything. Like,
he's literally like, over margarita there. For me, please.
He's literally over there, like, so you guys are all comics, huh? Like, all right. Yeah.
He's like Tony Clifton's son.
I don't fucking know what I'm supposed to do with these things.
Which on Brad's dead, huh?
Which I liked because it's blocking out the energy of these other comics that hate me in the room.
Yeah.
Which I love. And I'm like, all right, cool, Vito. Like, you know, you're sort of shielding me from this awful energy. Right? And so
I'm a good memorial wingman.
Great memorial wingman.
If anyone's got any dead people in your life,
if I die first, you have to do this to me.
Yes.
Oh God, please.
I only want Vito. He's running my memorial.
I'm gonna be insurance.
Because it was like everybody's like, how somber are we supposed to be? And
Vito's selling
like,
t-shirts.
Vito's like, I don't think we should
be
somber.
He'll be selling
at all.
Enemy weapon.
Yeah. I should have been selling copies of my card game. I should have been promoting.
So anyway,
Josh Denny loved Superkiller. I told him
Superkiller is great. All my projects are wonderful.
So what's funny though is that so there were comics who asked to speak at this thing like ahead of time. And one of them got up and I was like, "Okay, like even though I don't like this person, I'll be objective. They were friends with our friend."
Oh no.
Yeah.
And and if they have nice things, and literally starts like reading off their comedy resume and trying to relate it to their relationship with this dead person, they're like, "So I remember the first time I got my very first TV credit. It was on Comedy Central, and then this person did a really good job of trying to ground me. And I remember when I got my manager and my agent, and
was a weird one. They were basically like, I kept doing all this famous stuff, and Sarah would help keep me grounded.
Yeah, it was just, I was like,
oh, God, and now she's in the ground.
Yes.
In the back? Yeah. No, grandma?
Try to high-five the family. Hey,
you got it.
So we're all in the back just cringing what a self-aggrandizing, masturbatory speech this is.
Oh, God.
And even at one point, this comic goes, God, I feel like I've been up here talking about myself too long. Is somebody going to give me the light?
Oh my God, yeah.
And I was like, oh, like I was like, you're about to turn this memorial into a goddamn bloodbath, my friend. So then.
So when this happens, put like a lever in me that you can trigger so I put
pop
so
out
I
of the
set up in
go,
the coffin.
Get off the stage.
Well, there was no body. Let's just get that
sadly
out there. There was no body.
It's already, she's already in the ground.
Yeah, thankfully. That was, I think that was the part Vito was most disappointed pointed in is that there was no body to observe.
I wanted to see her bones.
Yeah.
A running joke about her bones. It's very complicated.
So
is it?
Yeah.
So this comic does their set, right? Gets off stage. Leaves immediately, like they've got another memorial to get to. Like I got a spot to go
do some open
10
mics
o'clock
at the ice house.
left and then later went on Twitter and was like, I was too emotional to
stick
stay
around
and
do
out.
More bits.
Oh,
yeah,
these
I was
people.
Like, so gross, right? And so then a couple other family members go up who are like Persian. She was half Persian. Okay. And then a couple other open micers go up. And Vito goes up. And this is
how
I'm
are
quote,
the Persians doing
just
during
talking,
the comment?
Just family.
No, know, what were the Persians talking about while these people were performing?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't see them. I was tucked in the back away from everything. So Vito goes up and he goes, hi, everybody. My name is Vito. I was a friend of Sarah's. Just want to say I'm not Persian. I don't even really care for them. Levels the fucking room. Levels the room. Levels the room. Like the Persian family, everybody fucking
was
dying.
Was the family laughing? I didn't even...
Dying. Dying.
Well, because like three people Persian. Went on and they're like, I'm also Persian. Like it was a fun fact.
I'm not
And I went
Persian.
On and I go, I'm not Persian. Don't really care for him.
And even her Persian dad is like, oh, first emotion he showed all night. Dying.
It was a good opener.
And then he gets, and then Vito like goes on and tells a story and is like, it is like very affable and like likable and then closes on something that's like super dark and gross, but funny and like, again, crushes the room, just levels the room, and he's like, all right, that's it for me, and just walks off. And I go, that dude just destroyed in a room of comedians that are trying to be comedians. And yeah. every and so what was weird
my
is
my buddies
like,
were like, dude, you should have done more time. I'm like, it's not a show.
Yeah. And then, it was
you
like,
could have stayed up. You could have stayed up.
You could have done
on,
like
man.
3 minutes
done
of
more.
Your dead friend material. I'm like, I feel like I wanted to give space to like the family
yeah.
to say stuff.
And so it goes up
or
and just.
At least let other comedians, talk about how great they are.
And then what was so amazing to me was like, I watched all the like the stand ups in the room just have that face of going, they immediately stopped caring about their dead friend. And we're hating Vito for getting more laughs in the room than any of them could have. And you know the face where it's just like.
See, I missed all this because I just like went outside. And I'm like, all right, that was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I literally walked out and I was like, you need to be doing stand up because it was like, you know, I was there. And I say this in all honesty, yeah. I'm a very tough comedy critic, but there are people who just naturally have an ability to just snap a fucking room apart. And Vito did it at a fucking funeral.
But what if that's, you know, maybe that's my peak. Maybe shitting on Persians is just such, you know.
Oh, maybe I'll never will match. You be able
where
to work?
Can I go
where
from
will
there?
You find an audience for that?
I know. Yeah. That's my only good
and LA. And I the only reason I was like, I don't think I could say anything because everybody in the day was like, how did you know Sarah? Like we weren't seen hanging out a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah. I was like, we had a pretty long relationship and mostly on social media and chatting back and forth and texting each other and stuff. And they go, like, what did you guys talk about? And I was like, mostly different ways we could kill ourselves and shitting. So I don't know if I should share those stories.
No, I was like going through my phone. I'm like, what stories can I share about Sarah? And I'm like, oh man, she hated like all these fucking people. I can't talk about this.
Well, what was hilarious is her little sister's not a comic, but she's been around the scene a lot because they were attached at the hip and she would go with her to all these shows.
Yeah.
And her little sister's like kind of woke. I mean, like early 20s. But at one point she goes, you know, it was like it's very tough sometimes when you have a family member who deals with like depression to let them feel that they're loved. And she's like, I'm glad that so many of you came here for her tonight, even though we all know that so many of you are fucking horrible people. And like just crush the room.
We're awful.
And she's like, you guys are all terrible pieces. She would have hated all of this. Yeah. Right? So it was just like, but yeah. And just watching like, so not just people going and like using talking about a dead person to talk about themselves. Ugh. And then the people with the fake, with the crocodile tears of like, oh my God, it's just how many of these, you know, comics kept going, how many of these things are we going to go to?
I go, we really got to check in on mental health, people.
Yeah, I go, none of you actually pick up the phone and call people like a human being, you self-serving cunt.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I'm
not
like,
me, though.
How many of people,
call someone else.
So many of these people are like, oh my God, I'm going through so much. I'm like, man, I called her like at least once a month, if not more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. I haven't heard of half of you people. Maybe they're connected. I don't fucking know.
If Trump was
still president, maybe.
Yeah,
that would have been like
who
a
was
distraction.
That one like black guy who went on? He's like, I didn't really know her that good, but she seemed kind of funny. Okay, bye. And I was like, why the fuck are you here? Yeah,
you don't have to speak.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
It's not Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was really weird.
My buddy Earl that I came with, who's a really well known comic in L.A., regular at the Comedy Store. He's like, listen, when the fry cook starts doing memoriams, it's time to get the fuck out of here.
She was my best customer.
Yeah.
At my grandpa's funeral, I don't know, like 7 years ago or maybe 8 years ago, the preacher gets up during the middle of the funeral and starts plugging church. Like,
oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, he's like, well, you know.
If he had come to church more.
No, like, you know, we should all take this opportunity to, like, remember to renew our faith and go
deeper
to church.
Relationship
because
with the Lord.
The reality is you might go to hell. And
Jesus
you want to go?
He's talking about hell, and I'm like, I'm thinking, body's right there, and you're talking about a hell. Is this so?
I said to my mom, like, what'd you think? It was her dad. What'd you think about that hell thing? And she goes, oh, my dad hated that preacher. Yeah. like he's always shitting. He's always going up to him after church. Like, you know, he goes every Sunday. He's always going like, hey, so I got a few notes on your
sermon.
Yeah, every week he was needling him. I was like, oh, so that was like a revenge.
Yeah,
that was a revenge homily.
To bring the dish out while his body is decomposing in the box.
Rent free, Grandpa. Rent free.
My dad's memorial was terrible for a number of reasons. One of which was, first, the priest was late, but they were like, okay, now the priest is going to come and like say some shit. But they didn't realize the priest wasn't there yet, so we spent like 20 minutes listening to the organ, like playing lead-in music for the priest. At one point, my grandpa was like, where the fuck is this guy? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, just go along with it. Then the priest finally gets there, made up some, like, bullshit story. Like, I assume he was just stuck on the highway. He's like, oh, I was helping, like, some orphans or something. I'm like, no, you fucking weren't. He just got started late. But he starts going on and on about the plot of the movie Meet Joe Black.
Wait, isn't he Death? Is that
in Joe Black?
Yeah. I didn't know that. Is Brad Pitt Death?
No, what? I've never seen the movie.
I haven't seen it.
He explained the whole plot to us, like from beginning to end.
I've seen Madea meets Joe
Black.
Doesn't he meet?
Is Joe Black the devil? Is that who he meets?
I don't know.
Yeah, in Madea meets Joe Black, he just runs a convenience store. He's actually Korean, believe it or not.
Anyway, the priest.
His name is Joe Black.
I think meet Joe Black.
Said, what's your name, Joe Black?
Okay.
What, you thought I was going to be? You're Joe Black?
What did you think I was going to be?
Joe Brackle.
Yeah. So for 20 minutes, he told us the plot of Meet Joe Black, where I think Brad Pitt talks to the devil or something. I don't fucking know. And
okay,
then afterwards,
okay,
people were coming up to me.
What
and
an
like,
amazing
so
memorial.
So did your dad really
lot.
Like Meet Joe Black? And I'm like, no, I don't think he'd ever seen it either. I don't know what this fucking
yeah, my favorite,
going on
my
about.
Favorite part of a memorial service is when a guy's like, you guys ever see that,
can't you tell a story from the Bible, not like a movie?
Because priests are giving, like, priests are doing a podcast every week.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
what you don't
basically.
Understand.
That's really what
so
they're
when
doing.
Somebody dies, they're like, fuck, I gotta do a bonus episode this week. what am I driving into work? And then
I watched The Matrix last week. That's got some Jesus-y stuff in it. I'll talk about that.
Preachers are just coming in like, is everybody caught up on Ozark?
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, but I do have a lot of Ozark stuff.
I did always
prepared.
Wonder, like, what the fuck does a preacher do every week? You got to give us. Eventually, you run out of Bible stories, you know.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but that's why they. That's why they kept making them.
But eventually you run out of like human attributes where you go, well, today I want to talk about
people die
piety.
Before they run out.
Yeah. And you go,
they're
oh,
dead.
Yeah, I guess you recycle.
Guys, we have a New Testament.
Yeah,
you see
well,
this?
They should keep making those. We talked about how the Bible needs new Bibles. The IP rights won't keep getting in the way.
No, that was my argument for before abolition. Anyway, that's your
shitty memorials. Oh, you know what else is shitty about that memorial? Is that they posted her obituary in first person, which made us all really confused.
I died?
Yeah. So going into the memorial, we're like, did she kill herself or not? And then it turned out the mom had like written it, and she like admitted because it was
like Anne Frank's diary.
Yeah, it was like, my name is Sarah, and I was this years old when I died, and I liked this and this. And I'm like, don't write a first person obituary. This is confusing and weird. Yeah.
And then like what was very strange is that like none of us really knew what had happened, and then they just chose that memorial to announce
how
it happened.
Yeah, at some point.
They're
just like, oh, by the way, here's how she died. And we're like, oh, okay.
Like a post-credit scene.
Yeah.
But stick around. But what's kind of funny and also shitty at the same time is that all of us were looking around like, we knew it. That's what we thought.
Well, now the audience has to know how she died.
It's,
I mean, you can't say
one of those classic suicide type situations.
Yeah, just, you know.
We don't know how she, they didn't give us all the details. They didn't go like, oh, she blew her head off.
Yeah, I didn't want to speak. I just went up and I go, was it any of these that I bet on between the two of us? Yeah. I have a pool going.
We have a betting pool going. Anyway, our good friend Sarah Mostajabi.
Yeah, rest in peace.
She was great.
What does her sister look
like? And I think COVID made her go crazy.
What does the sister look like?
Yeah.
Did I wait long enough before asking?
I've been waiting a long time.
First of all, the whole family, very nice.
They're a good crowd.
Yeah, I could never
because they race mixed. Because the father's Persian and the mom is like white, right?
Or Hispanic, maybe? I don't know. But not Persian.
I think she might be Jewish.
Like my girlfriend is.
Sarah would tell a joke where she's like, half my family wants to kill the other half. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Because she's
Jewish. I think she's half Jewish.
Oh yeah,
half
I think you're right. I think that I do think I remember that.
The exact joke.
She looked like spitting image of one of my aunts who was my favorite aunt growing up. So like there was no, I could never like find her attractive.
No.
But yeah, she was very.
When you cross the races, it results in attractiveness.
It's great. Yeah, my girlfriend is full Persian, and she just looks like. Who's the actor? Meet Joe Black.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Meet Joe Black?
She looks like Aziz Ansari.
I have no idea what she looks like. Master of None?
Who's the Italian actor that's not Chaz Palminteri?
Oh, Robert De Niro. What do you mean Italian actor?
That one Italian actor.
No, the one who used to own Taste of Chicago. And he was in Barry on Sunday. And he's, he's like a famous... Not Danny Aiello. What's the one?
Timothy Chalamet.
It's not the
Mario?
Joe Mantegna.
Oh, okay.
That's who my girlfriend looks like. Joe Mantegna.
From The Godfather 3. Yeah.
If he transitioned, that would be my girlfriend.
So you don't want a full-blooded person.
I want you to picture Joe Mantegna with the best tits you've ever seen in your life.
Now when I meet her, I have to not react to this thought. We've been meaning to get
gonna
a dinner.
You're going to be on your phone. You're going to be scrolling.
All right. Turn it on. Here we go.
No. It's her father looks more like that, but she looks like exactly like her father. And so now that I joke, like, well, then you look like Joe Mantegna. And
now I see why you're not getting blowjobs.
Yeah. No, this is not helping.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your problem again?
He gave it to you. You wrote it down.
Yeah,
I can't write with this hand.
Inappropriate memorial conduct.
Inappropriate memorial.
Well, that sounds like all other things.
Memorial.
That's like touching the corpse desecration.
Emotional memorial embellishment. How about that?
We'll come up with something.
We'll put it down. I know this comedian I used to work with, one of our friend's wives died. And he brought his new girlfriend to the ceremony.
Yeah.
And she was like screaming at the coffin, taking selfies with it.
What the fuck?
This is right after I stopped working with him. that's embarrassing.
Wow.
That's super weird. Have fun with that.
His new girlfriend was doing that like performatively? Didn't even know her?
Ex now. No, not really.
She's just not good around.
How is not the number one thing on the fan voted list of this show just women? Everywhere.
Well, because we haven't brought them in yet.
We haven't brought in just women.
Women
yet.
Anywhere, everywhere, all of the
women's
time.
Women's tears and the cowardice of women have both scored very highly.
Okay, my problem is backseat Googlers.
Yes.
So I was trying to set up this Ralph Worski fight, and I reached out to pretty much everyone I know, saying, "Look, do you know anybody who does fighting?" Because Keemstar.
You're trying to do it in L.A.?
I don't care wherever.
You don't care where?
I'll do it in the boat. I'll fly in to fight someone. Yes, I'll do it in space. I reached out to everyone. Hey, do you know anybody who could do this? Set up like a whatever boxing match.
Easy.
Man, you would think. Everything's hard.
Yeah.
And I get a reply back from my buddy saying, I got it. And he sends me a screenshot of a thing. He says, charity boxing match, the statute of California law. And I was like, okay. And he goes, dude, it's the first Google result. Just search for how to do boxing.
There you go.
There you go. It says it right there.
Yeah,
and all you
got to
do
you.
Is have a charity boxing. That's it.
Yeah.
And then
meanwhile, you type
Athletic in Gaming Commission.
You type in exactly what he tells you, and it gives you like, are you looking for box packing shipping places in the valley? And you're just like, oh, I guess what? I did Google it. and I got a completely different industry.
Nonsense. Yeah. No, backseat Googler, hey, can you Google? No. You do it. You do your own.
In the car with you. Hey, Jamie, pull that up. And you're like, what? We're not running a show.
No, this is not. That's not how this works. You have your own.
Backseat Google.
So the problem is when people Google something that you could have Googled yourself.
Obviously, I went through the trouble of Googling it.
Yes.
One time.
Once.
There you go. That's my problem. Let's do it.
Also, maybe I thought you might have some expertise from your fucking worthless life experiences.
I wasn't asking you to Google it.
Yeah.
You understand that part? Yeah. I was asking you for, like, you know, a little bit more.
Can we brainstorm for a second? You know? Do we have to be sitting on pods at Google?
No.
To just think with our own brains?
Let's pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah, Google. I don't understand. You do know there's literature out there about this, right, Dick?
I'm not 70 years old.
Yeah.
I know how to do the computer and a self-checkout.
You don't like when they send you the link to the I Googled it for you, that little, you ever have that?
I love sending that to people.
You love sending that to people.
Oh,
doesn't that make you the backseat Googler?
No, because they ask stupid questions.
Yeah, so if it's stupid, it's okay.
Yeah, if it's stupid.
If it's complex, like setting up your own boxing situation.
If I get an answer back that's like something that they Googled,
yeah.
I'm like, well, you know.
It's not helpful.
Yeah, I already knew that much.
Yeah.
Give me a little, you know. Something.
Help me out. Yeah.
It's like the modern equivalent of the old IT. All right, is it plugged in?
Yes. Like, you've done this to me.
Yeah.
Have you reset the router?
Have you restarted it? Have you Googled it?
Is it plugged in? Yeah, it's plugged in.
Okay, let's do super chats.
We're
going to
wrap it up. We're getting long-winded.
No, let's do voicemails. I just can't top the memorial service with anything.
I tried to think
of a dumber problem on the spot, but I couldn't. Backseat Googlers. Vito, what are you?
Shitty self-checkouts.
Shitty self-checkouts, okay.
Yeah, my backup was government-sponsored fake shootings, mass shootings, but we'll save that for next time.
We'll save that one. We'll get to that one.
Please come back and do that.
I would love to.
Do that the next time they do it.
Yeah.
Midterms are going to be brutal, so you know they're going to be doing a lot of them.
Yeah, they're going to have listen, I don't know if you guys
monkeypox.
And this just been demonetized.
Do you guys want me to pull up the schedule and tell you the tour dates?
And we don't care if it's been demonetized because we have so many patrons.
So many supporters. Yes.
It's amazing. What are we at, like $5,000?
We're almost at $5,000, yeah.
I'm so glad we didn't put any kind
of goal.
I don't
look at it in terms of money, Dick. I look at it in terms of number of supporters,
I
look at it at money.
1,100-something. I mean, the money's helping.
Okay, let's do some voicemails.
In this time of great economic turmoil. You guys are helping me find baby formula, let's put it that way.
What the fuck are you doing with that, dude?
I mean, I used to be...
basically a milkshake, so...
Yeah. I used to be able to just buy breast milk from Ethiopian women, and now the price is skyrocketing.
Listen, I'm going to go with my gut here. I bet you got no problem scanning that one in yourself, do you? Oh, look at that. Went right through.
So now is the time to do super chats.
Now is the time?
No, now is the time to put in your super chats.
Oh, put in your super chats so we can get to them.
You don't want to be fumbling for your credit card at the last moment. You got to do it now.
We'll be reading them soon.
Here we go.
You know, it's actually funny that you brought up Frank Miller in the copyright debate.
Yes.
Because he was actually, like, really pissed off about the 9/11 attacks, and he wrote a story where Batman fights Al-Qaeda. It's called Holy Terror. Obviously, DC did not want to push that story, so Frank just rewrote the whole thing and just made Batman this dude called the Fixer. Anyway, the comic was complete dog shit, but it would have been 20 times funnier if it was just Batman fighting terrorists.
Don't you think so?
Love the show. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I guess that would have been good. He should have just done it. Yeah, I don't know. Yes, IP prevented him from doing that.
Are you pro or anti Batman fights Al-Qaeda?
It would have been very interesting, but I understand that it was not in line with what DC wanted for the character.
He's not saying, do you understand both sides?
Look, I'm not saying that nobody could ever make a good Batman story other than them. It's just, he went and he made his own book, so that's almost better.
Do you want to see?
Yes, I want to see Batman, and he could have punched his Osama bin Laden or whatever the fuck.
His gadgets aren't really sand compatible, you know what I mean? Like, what's he gonna just shoots up into the air and comes back down?
Frank Miller got in a lot of trouble for that book. He's
just
the reason
a daylight.
That he's like, got this, you know. Little...
Did Osama act like the Joker or anything?
No.
Like,
by the way, they have Batman fighting Al-Qaeda. It's called Moon Knight.
Oh, is I haven't watched the show.
Yeah, so it's like all Egyptology.
And yeah, but yeah. He's not fighting Al Qaeda. He's probably fighting. I mean, coalition. Is
it Al Qaeda? Yeah. Isn't he though?
Probably. Probably.
Okay, this is cash register guy.
Vito, you messed up the biggest problem.
Of course,
about
I
about the donations at the cash registers. The biggest problem with that isn't just the annoyance of it. It's that the companies are taking your donations, adding them all together, and at the end of the year, they're taking that money and using it as a tax write-off.
Wrong! Fucking wrong! Incorrect! No, they're not! You dumb motherfucker! I don't bring in fake fucking shit for the show. I bring in real shit. You dumb piece of shit. We already talked about this. Fuck you. You're wrong. Wrong. We already talked about that.
Very good debate.
Also, how would you ever take income and write it off as a deduction?
It's not how it works.
They don't. That's somebody who doesn't even know taxes at all. No.
I almost brought in payroll
tax.
They
actually just take that money and then write it off.
They just write it off.
Do you know what a write-off is?
No, but they're the ones writing it off.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand. It's a write-off. See, what they do is they make that $10 million, but it's all a write-off.
It's a write-off.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me tell that gentleman he's a complete idiot.
You're just talking about how much you're grateful of the fans and stuff.
Not the dumb ones.
Oh.
The only people I'm appreciative of the Vetophile Plus is
also,
they're my boys.
That's another candidate for biggest problem is fans.
Well, actually,
I don't know if you guys know
this. We get plenty of those.
Dick just made a face like...
That Batman book, somebody left a comment. I can't believe Vito didn't bring up Holy Terror of the Family. Yeah, whatever. There's only 20 minutes to talk about each problem, all right?
Well, that was a funny voicemail about Holy Terror, though.
No, that was helpful. I'm saying the other guy, there's guys like complaining, like, Vito's such a fucking idiot because he doesn't know about this comic. Obviously, I know about Holy Terror.
You want to hear Vito idiot voicemail?
Vito, you Frank fucking Miller. Bootlicker.
Yeah, what's up?
Copyright laws are just shit.
Fuck you.
The fucking, like, McDonald's had the copyright on a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
That's not a copyright. You can't copyright a cheeeseburger. You can't copyright recipes. That's one of the default things that we know. It's a terrible fucking example. No, you can't patent any recipe.
Why?
You can't.
Why not?
Because food is not a protected class of whatever. Shut the fuck up, you don't know!
Cheeseburgers are so fucking good.
You can't, oh my God.
Has to compete against
no, that's not, that's literally not. You can't patent a fucking cheeseburger. No recipe can be copyrighted. Because it's just, you can't, the assembling ingredients is not a thing you can copyright. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I think you understand.
That's why McDonald's is good, because they can't copyright cheeseburgers. Shut the fuck up.
I submit to you, the
Well
Actually fan. Right at the end, he just put a perfect bow on it.
Well, actually.
So you think they should
copyright
cheeseburgers?
No, they can't, because it's just, you can't tell somebody they can't cook food in a certain way.
Yeah, that's why.
That's just moving.
So the guy that made up the cheeseburgers just asked out of all his profits, but pharmaceutical companies can cure diabetes seven times?
Because there's nothing novel about taking different types of food and combining that. That's what food is.
That's what medicine is.
There's no novelty to it.
Why is Martin Shkreli, why did he go to jail then?
Martin Shkreli shouldn't be in jail. He went to jail for embezzlement.
Dick, don't you know this? You gotta
melt. That's a whole different fucking thing.
If he just melted cheese over it, he's good to go, baby.
You cannot copyright a recipe. That's why they have secret formulas.
They copyrighted like a one-click button for Amazon.
That's why when they say Coca-Cola has a secret formula or whatever, it's because if it got out.
That's why drinks say things like proprietary blend.
Yeah, proprietary blend.
So
that's what allows them to not disclose all of their ingredients.
If they want to keep a secret,
but I can't go like Mickey Mouse. Oh, he's a little fucking horny mouse. He's got two little big ears.
Just call him Mitchie Mouse. But
it's not as good.
But what's interesting though, and I don't know this 100% because I'm not a fucking dork. But there's only a certain percentage of something's ingredients can be proprietary blend.
Yeah, you can't have the whole thing be secret because you need nutrition labels.
Yeah, you need the nutritional information. So it's like a certain percentage. That's why the whole concept of food labeling is stupid anyway. Like,
yeah. I don't. It's it messes up the packaging too. I don't want to know how many calories it has.
I want to know what's in what I eat. Yeah, as you fucking smoke three packs a day.
How good does it make you feel? Like, that's how bad it is.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, you know, like, whenever I eat healthy, I just go, well, I don't feel like that wasn't even a thing.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys, it's your old pal, DP. The biggest problem in the universe is female fear-mongering.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it is very scary to be a fucking woman. I was going to have my sister-in-law drive my family to the airport so we can go to Mexico. And it's too scary now because there's going to be a little bit of snow on the ground. And my brother is freaking the fuck out because we were going to drive to Denver, and then she was just going to drive back, drop us up at the airport, drive back. My brother is freaking the fuck out because in broad daylight, apparently, his wife is going to get raped at any gas station she pulls over at.
Wow.
Denver, oh, how hot is she? Fucking Gotham City.
Talk about paying at the
so
pump,
now
am I right?
I have to drive all the way to the fucking airport.
I did that. Watching it.
Fucking 5-hour drive. Park my car there for a couple hundred dollars. And then come back and drive all the fucking way back.
Oh, you don't want her to
get
raped.
Of the people who are currently living at my house for fucking free, doing me a solid.
No, you need to put your foot down.
Yeah, you got to kick them out.
You need
to. I'm going to go on a limb here and say this is just the biggest problem in your universe.
Yeah, that's easily fixed.
If they're using "I'm going to get raped" as an excuse to not drive you to the airport.
This guy's like, biggest problem, my wife. Who is a cunt?
Yeah. Aren't you
I'll
doing
rape you twice?
You're doing your
now
part
you
to prevent
decision.
Them from getting raped by giving them a house to hide from the rapists. In already, you're already going the extra mile.
The only thing I would do is if I drove by a gas station, a woman's getting raped, is I would go up and put one of those "I did that" Joe Biden stickers on her ass cheek.
Dick, I did want to mention.
Go ahead.
On the last show, as we were reading the super chats.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned taking a shower and having to deal with the tube of hair.
Does that count?
That's the question. Many in the comments were arguing whether or not we should be strict or
lenient. No, I don't think that counts.
Tube of hair.
Because it's not close. It doesn't sound like "to be fair." They try to trick him into saying "to be fair" because he's used to say it all the time before they gave him a complex. So they'll put it between words. But tube of hair is not...
No, because the H from hair is very apparent.
Yeah, maybe if you had an accent.
If I slurred it together, if I went, "tube of hair." Like, there's one.
I've sucked cocks.
I'll give that one there, but I don't know.
A little
think
morning radio action
counted.
For you.
All right, well, we've got some super chats. And before we should we do plugs after?
Yeah, no, Josh, plug your stuff.
Oh yeah,
where do we find you?
Hey, big show June 25th, Orlando, Florida.
Oh wow. Shit!
You can get tickets to see me, Gavin McInnes, and Anthony Cumia.
Yeah, you guys are doing the big throwdown for what? Censored TV?
Yeah, first Censored TV live show ever. Wow. You should come, man.
Let's
It'll go to
Orlando.
Do stand up.
You should come.
I've been working on some stand up.
Really?
Yeah, I've been writing some jokes over the pandemic.
Well, like what? Let's hear one.
I really got to do stand-up right
Two
now.
Two vaccines walked into a Fauci.
Hey.
Ouchie.
I'm not going to do stand-up right now.
He's doing a plug.
No,
one joke.
That's
all
the
right,
plug.
All right. What do you call it? You ever watch that movie, The Truman Show? You know, where his life's like a TV show?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about at what point your Truman Show would have got canceled? You know, at what point the audience goes, "I think I've watched this fat guy masturbate enough times. Not really getting anything else out of this." All right, he's either eating tacos, crying, or masturbating. Those are the three episodes of the show, and they just kind of loop him around. Got a big laugh when
you came up with this during
COVID.
I take back everything I said previously. No, I'm kidding. I made a huge mistake.
I got a good laugh when there was a crowd.
Do you do actions to
this
go
why
along
you can't,
with it?
This is why
there's
you can't,
like a whole bunch going on.
This is why you can't paraphrase comedy. It's like you just end up sounding like you're explaining your bits.
That was my comedy.
Yeah, that's yours. I get it. No, walk us through it.
Well, we went to we went to that brewery last week after the show.
Yeah, what did you talk to?
That
would have
been That would have been a great open night, Mike. We need more like good open mic nights.
We're talking about doing something that way. That's just like fucking, you know,
like a monthly or a bi-weekly
or even a
show
weekly something.
I mean, maybe a weekly.
You
want to
stay
show.
In LA?
Yeah,
and do it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, and just do where there's actually funny people up and like the people that go up you actually watch and. The problem with most of the shows in LA is that it's just shitty comics trading their spot for a spot on somebody else's shit.
Oh.
And like, I don't want to do that at all. I'm like, let's have our own thing that's for us to go up and be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's just put other funny people up.
And you have to tell one joke about fat women.
That's the rule. I'm fine with that.
That's the rule. Yeah. You cannot, and it can't be like a joke about you.
Yeah.
It has to be at their
As
expense.
A fat woman. I can't.
Yeah. We should do a fat.
It can't be like a sub, like, fat women. Like, I'm even worse. Like, no.
We should do a monthly Fat Watch show, Dick, and you can present.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing. Fat Watch Live?
Fat Watch Live. Get your presenter's outfit and everything.
Fat Watch Live on the Santa Monica Pier.
I could dress like Ahab.
Dick, you should be making a pilot for a Fat Watch show, I think.
I'll be killed.
He's not even canceled. He's like, I'll be killed.
I'll be killed for that.
So Josh Denny, find him in Orlando on the 25th of June. Is that what you said?
25th of June. You get tickets at joshdennycomedy.com. The link's on the main page.
joshdennycomedy.com. And follow you at Josh Denny on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. I'm still there. And on Instagram.
The Food Network's Josh Denny is here.
You do threads on Twitter.
I do sometimes.
I know it's going to be a good day when I wake up and see Josh Denny has got that little line. I'm like, ooh, right. This one's not going to be funny at all.
Yeah, exactly. They're just all they're all just like existential. I don't know. I wake up. What's weird is like when I'm in that place in the morning, usually I'm up all night. I didn't wake up and go, you know what I fucking think? I'm up all night and this is on. And I'm like, I got to dump it somewhere. And I dump it on Twitter and then I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Is it obnoxious?
He's a good Twitter follower, I'm going to say.
I don't care.
I would follow Josh Denny, and I do follow Josh Denny.
Yeah. I just have always liked the medium. And people are always like, how come you're not at open mics? I go, that's what Twitter is for.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can't condense your joke concept into a tweet and then field test it to find out if the idea is good at all, and that's basically how I got better at writing.
God, I had a great tweet the other day. Did you see my Norm MacDonald joke?
Was it about the Truman Show?
No. No, it was about the shut up. That's a great bit, and it kills.
I bet it'll be even better though if you get it into a tweet.
It was Norm MacDonald Weekend Update. Did you see this? And it goes, the new Scooby-Doo, it will be starring an Asian Velma. This is true, from Mindy Kaling.
Look. Stop right
An
there.
Asian
that
Velma.
That was not funny.
That joke's not funny? I loved that
no!
joke. That was a good joke. All right, I won't
because she wouldn't say it. Why would she say that?
Because she says jinkies normally.
But she wouldn't. There's no Asian mix-up of a ch and a j.
I said her catchphrase has been changed.
Don't say it.
To a certain word.
One of my
rhymes with jinkies.
One of my favorite. All right. You know what's funny is I forgot that I tweeted this joke. I forgot I even had this joke because it's such like a short one-liner.
Yeah.
And I tweeted it after the last like mass shooting. Oh, that was like racially motivated. I'm pretty good at striking on tragedies.
Yeah, yeah. They're funny.
Yeah,
that's the only time that it gets funny.
I was like, I hope we can heal the racial divide. And I say this was one of Sarah's favorite jokes. Yeah. Is what reminded me of it because we were texting about it, and I said. I wish we could heal the racial divide in this country. I don't understand why white people and black people can't just come together over the things they both love, like shooting unarmed black people. And it was like so. And I was like, God, maybe.
That's
and then the thing
good.
Happened on Saturday. And I was like, do I reel it back
do
out?
I reel out? Do I go back
do
on
I,
this?
Do
one?
I give her the old retweet? What do
See?
I do?
See?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Piccolo, the driving ape for $1.49 with a super sticker of a hot dog. Thank you, Piccolo. Isn't that corrupt for five? Says, my problem is sinkholes. I am not comfortable with the idea that the ground could vanish beneath my feet as I am bored by the earth itself.
This is government psyop, bro.
I've seen some sinkhole videos. They are scary. TBF for two says, Vito is always hot because Vito is fat. Correct.
Oh.
Coffee split for five. When did this show turn into the biggest fat people in the universe?
Now that's funny.
Yeah, that's good.
Moss Man for two. I'm colorblind.
But see,
which one is Vito?
Hold on. See, but fat, if I'm going to jokesmith this a little bit, fat is redundant. It should have been when did this show turn into
the biggest people in the universe?
No,
you got to put fat in there. It works
not
better.
Not as good.
Okay. Difference of I'm a less is more kind of guy with comedy, not with food.
More.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to put it in there. Wet Bandit for 10. Monday. I already know this is going somewhere. Anytime they have a story. I went to the National Beekeepers Convention and on Tuesday to the California Honey Festival. It was great that I got to go to two bee fairs.
That's horrible.
I suckled
you gave him that one.
$10. Moss Man for two.
You already get the money.
I know, but I feel like if they really took all this time to talk about the honey conventions and whatever else.
I actually like that. I like the fact that they put time
they
into
are putting way
crafting this. You
I mean,
know?
You
reward
again,
them too much if it's not as good, though.
You're right. I'll try to keep it to the only good ones. Mossman for two says, Vito Feds Waldy confirmed. Am I a Fed? Juanita Perez for Mexican $20. Shout out to my homie, Reefy Boot Backwards Fella.
Oh.
Oh, he wants me to read his friend's name backwards, which is Reefy Boot, which would be Tube If Er. That does not count at all.
Mexican $20 is not $20.
No, it's not. Pop quiz for 10 says anniversary money. Happy anniversary
thanks.
To the biggest problem in the universe. Kino review for 5. Denny, did you hear that Joey Diaz has gone into hiding ahead of Red Bar's return? Will you be joining him?
Joining him where?
Joining him in his bunker.
Yeah, I don't think he's hiding. He's in New Jersey.
Frode for
last
5.
Last I checked, people don't hide in New Jersey.
Okay, I'm going to also say this. Everyone who keeps trying to reference Nier Automata, which has a character named 2B, I'm spotting these from a mile away. But Frode for 5 was playing Nier Automata recently. My favorite character is 9S, but my friend's angry at me because his favorite is 2B. F enough, I guess. All right, you're not getting that one. Piccolo for 2. Is soup plantation still a thing? Oh, the garlic bread. All soup plantations have gone out of business due to COVID. It's very sad. I liked soup plantation.
Really? What was your favorite part?
Eating unlimited soup and bread. Like, what other part would there be? What? That was my favorite part of the experience. Also sneaking in when it was like at high time with all the Asian people and just grabbing a plate and going nuts. I live in an Asian neighborhood, and they loved soup plantation.
Yeah.
Jay Gonzalez for 2. Come on, Vito. Don't lie about buying a salad. It is in my fridge. I may eat it. Titanic for 2. Shut up. Look, I got it.
How long
in
do you
anticipation.
Think they last?
They last like a couple days.
Anticipation of what?
Of wanting to eat salad, and then I just didn't eat it exactly.
Oh,
that's, then.
Oh, that thing is doomed.
That salad.
Look, I'm not saying I've never not thrown out a salad.
That salad, as you're taking it, I was like, no, you've made some kind of mistake. Put me back with my friends.
Nice Greek salad.
I will
make time for it at some
just
point.
Just into the incinerator.
Pop quiz for 2 says
at
fat
least give
watch.
It to a homeless man.
He's not going
to
eat my leftover Greek salad. Cooper.
It's not leftover. It's not started.
Whatever. It's secondhand salad. No one wants a secondhand salad.
Only fat people have secondhand salads to donate.
I have dealt with many secondhand salads in my life. Cooper Billups for 2. Tess Holiday inspired sexy Vito calendar. Beautiful. Titanic for 8. Just got, I already know this is going somewhere. Just got $25 worth of booby tape for free due to the fail of a self checkout. Self-checkouts are the biggest solution in the universe.
Oh, you fucked up.
Yeah, wait, did I?
Yeah, you thought that was a joke.
25. Well, it really read like one. Who's buying $25 booby tape? What is booby tape? I'm confused. REJ for 2 says gives us a super sticker that says game over. And what is that a picture of?
A picture of your death.
I love the stickers. They're my favorite. Pinalco for 2. Josh's dad is Steven Seagal.
Oh yeah, because I know what that's a reference to. You ever watch Steven Seagal's reality show?
No.
So Steven Seagal, Tom Segura has joked about it in his stand-up, but Steven Seagal is like a real-life cop in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has a reality show that follows him around as a cop, and he'll literally just start talking to the person in whatever ethnicity they are.
Yeah.
So like if it's an Asian person, he'll like bow to them. And if it's like a black person, he's like, let me tell you something about the Playboy. What you doing out here on the streets?
Maybe that is good policing, though. Yeah. Maybe that's helpful.
But it's funny because everyone's like, wow, this is really patronizing. Steven Seagal goes, man, he said they right over there. Let's go play. He's like, man, you is out for justice, isn't you? I told you that's out for justice. They just call him by the titles of his
Steven
movies.
Steven Seagal has some fucking powers, man. Yeah. He's a real Aikido master.
Charisma.
Yeah, charisma and... stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah.
Rich F for 5 says amber lamps. Mm. That is also a fun word. Dominic for 5. I'm turning 18 on the 8th, and I just quit my job. Any ideas of what I should do before the depressing grog of life takes over? Thanks. I don't know. Go to tech school or something, man.
You're 18? You're 18? Ida, you could drink a whole fucking cube of Mountain Dew. You could eat a whole bag of Cheetos and feel nothing. You could do every drug in your vicinity nothing.
Did you guys see that, like, viral video of, like, the male OnlyFans guy who just, like, dumped a bag of cash on his sister and was like, here's your student loan money. From women looking at my...
Oh, because he's an OnlyFans guy?
Yeah, and he was like, it's like paid for by women looking at my dick.
Anytime I meet a girl who doesn't have an OnlyFans, I go, wow, an attractive girl who doesn't have an OnlyFans. I'm like, what are you, dumber than the rocks?
Yeah, OnlyFans killed...
You know why I was always mad at Sarah? Because she went to Notch's mansion and didn't suck his dick. I'm like, what are you, fucking stupid? If you're in Notch's mansion, he literally has $1 billion. Yeah. Just go for it. Even if it's a 1 in 100 chance you end up his concubine.
If I thought either of you had $1 billion, I would already have you both in my mouth at the same time.
Always suck the billionaire's dick. That's why this girl who's suing Elon Musk, I'm like, come on, you shot your shot. You don't get to complain afterwards.
Yeah.
All right.
$250,000 was not enough.
You got $250,000. That's a pretty good deal. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry you didn't get the whole shebang. Not everybody gets to be Bezos's fucking wife or whatever. All right.
Couldn't have gone worse.
And Mr. Abstruse for 10 says, Vito, please inform the world. I'm an exceptionally straight man, and anyone who thinks otherwise is a fool.
Ah.
Fascinating. We're going to refresh real quick. Was that a reference to something? What the fuck?
Yeah,
was that
they for? Always. Well, he's gay. He's in my Discord.
Oh, he's a Discord gentleman.
He's gay and he won't come out of the closet.
No, Mr. Abstruse.
He's always arguing.
Isn't
it
funny how everybody,
embrace the queer future.
Funny how everybody wants you to come out of the closet as gay, but nobody wants you to come out of the closet as racist.
Yeah.
You know,
or it's just a belligerent bigot.
Somebody's like the mom that never swears. He's like, come on, give us an N-word. You know, what do you think? What did you think about that? They just like, do you notice anything similar about those people that you keep complaining?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
No, they're just, you know.
Turning into one of those.
I love my mom. I love when they dance around it. You know,
I went to Europe with my family for the first time when we were kids. And my mom's like, it's the sub, the train station, it's dangerous. I'm like, what makes it dangerous?
What about it specifically?
Why do you think it's dangerous? She's like, there's so many different criminals there. I was like, you think there's crime going to be happening? And how would you describe it? She goes, they just look very suspicious. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so good.
Well, Dick, I want to congratulate you and myself on one beautiful year of The Biggest Problem in the Universe. I want to thank our special guest, Josh Denny, for showing up.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And what a year it's been. Thank you to everyone who supported us over at biggestproblem.show. Oh, and let's also pop on the screen real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Our list of our biggest supporters who I remembered to add to.
I have those up the whole time?
No.
Okay.
I
don't think so either.
What was I going to say?
What was the high? We went through cuties together. We went through your false flagging together.
Well, I don't know about that. And we went to the Chappelle thing.
Yeah, the Chappelle thing.
Everybody hated me for something. Everybody helps me for something at some point in time. But the point is the audience has stuck with us. So many of them. Should I not read the names? Have we reached a...
No.
They're on there, and we know that we love you, and we appreciate our top supporters. And don't forget, bonus
Josh,
episodes
get a load of this. Get a load of this. So Vito's always bragging about how he's got more supporters on our thing, because you can pick one of us.
I'm not always bragging. The one week I bragged.
So look at this shit. Hold on. Let me see if I can pop this up in a new window.
Dick is currently going to patreon.com/biggestproblem to try and come up with some technical reasons.
Okay. You see this? Veto file, $5. Dickhead, $5. Veto file plus, $10. Oh, where's Dickhead plus? Oh, you have to click a button and then scroll down.
It's not my
fault.
They only have 3 rows. I don't know why they hide. Why do they hide any of the tiers on Patreon?
Convenient.
Oh, whatever.
Didn't go by alphabetical order either.
I think you caught up anyway. I think it's like an even split now.
Last I checked, my alphabets.
Anyway, if all the veto files in the audience could please get it back so I have more of you than Dick's supporters, that would be great.
What'd you guys...
Because it gives me a secret pride.
What'd you guys talk about when you did Cuties? Do I got to go back and watch
that? Now we love it. That it's a great movie.
Yeah, we love it.
A great cast.
We jerked off to it.
And now everybody on the internet...
The whole thing?
I still haven't even fucking seen it. I don't even want to see it.
That's
it looks
how hot
boring.
It. That's how hot
Sounds
it
like a guy who watches it.
I made a lot of jokes about watching it, but it's like... 2.5 isn't it like 2.5 hours
long? Mine weren't jokes.
It's
no.
like the old Greg Giraldo bit when he was like, when he's like, I brought up Brokeback Mountain to a guy. He's like, I haven't even heard of it. And he's like, you haven't even heard of it. How homophobic do you have to be? You won every Academy Award in the world.
You really got
to
be. I haven't
even heard.
Circles.
You haven't even heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, has he seen? Don't mention it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you to all our supporters again, patreon.com/biggestproblem. And don't forget to vote after the show at biggestproblem.show.
Oh, yeah, shit, I got to put those up.
Yes.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.